From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
Wine experts throw around all sorts of words to describe what they're drinking. Non-experts use terms like bite, bitter, and the ever-popular yummy. Terms to make you look smart at a party after this.
Come play in San Luis Obispo County. Midway between L.A. and San Francisco lies the central coast of San Luis Obispo County. Its wine country, breathtaking coastline, and Hearst Castle have enthralled countless visitors. It's where you'll experience California lifestyle pleasures like wine tasting, kayaking, cycling, hiking, or simply relaxing while you take in the sweeping views. Your playtime is precious. Plan it now at visitsanluisobispocounty.com. San Luis Obispo County. Pure playtime.
Wine drinking has a language all to its own. And though most wine drinkers would prefer to describe the beverage in their own terms and language, there's always a few partygoers who manage to turn things uppity by interjecting wine descriptions that leave others scratching their heads. Here are a few terms that you can comfortably use to describe most popular wine varietals that will make you look very with it indeed. When drinking Cabernet Sauvignon, you might casually drop the term cassis to describe it. Cassis is the French name for a blackcurrant native to Central in Northern Europe as well as Northern Asia. It's rich, dark, and intense. Describing a Syrah as peppery is generally safe. It's equally safe to use the term jammy to describe most Zinfandels. Try buttery for Chardonnay, minerally for Chablis, grassy for Sauvignon Blanc, spicy for Southern Rhone wines, steely for Riesling, and tarry for Malbecs from South America. And if the wine makes you pucker like you've just had a persimmon, you can proclaim the wine, generally red, high in tannins with a good measure of safety. Now, if all else fails, simply say that the wine truly defies description and let them guess if you're an expert or a good poker player. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.